Activists in Cass County worry changes to a zinc oxide manufacturing plant's air permit would put more toxic heavy metals into the air. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, instead of setting emission limits for each individual smokestack, Wales Sustainable Products wants to have one set of standards for the whole plant.
In September, WSP emitted more toxic lead, manganese, and chromium than its permit allows. But in a letter to the state, company officials said if it had facility-wide limits only, WSP would have been in compliance. Laura Redwick with the Cass County Citizens Coalition is concerned that WSP has already exceeded its stack limits.
That's going to be a huge problem when it comes to when they are in full-blown mode and have two kilns. What's that going to do?
Though WSP's permit allows for a second kiln, it hasn't decided if it'll add one. According to the nonprofit watchdog group, the Environmental Integrity Project, facility-wide limits often increase pollution and are difficult to enforce. Though some stacks would be able to emit more under the change, WSP says pollution for the plant overall wouldn't go up. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.